my beloved with whom I'm well pleased. Because it would be sad if you stood in worship the whole time but you never got to meet with Jesus. Just become aware of the fact that He's right here, right now, with you. I love what Paul writes in Philippians when he says, I count all things lost compared to the greatness that I found in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Lord, You are the desire of our hearts. You are the desire of the nations, Father God. Lord, the rich and the poor, the broken and the healed, the pimp and the prostitute, the Hollywood star, the Bergebisraadhoek. Lord, You have created every person with a desire for the kingdom of heaven within them, Father. We want to be Your hands and feet. We want to be ambassadors of You, Father. I'm so grateful tonight as I sit here. You know, I look across the room and I see people that were part of my journey. Lisa Marie, who did the announcements, I didn't even get to say hi. But she was the hardcore of my section at Stellenbosch. And I remember I woke up next to my boyfriend and I said to him, I'm leaving you for Jesus. And then I was looking for a church to go to because I knew I wanted to get saved. And to me, you know, that means going to church, you know, and then you go for an altar call. And I couldn't find anywhere. And then I went to Lisa Marie. I said, Lisa Marie, I soek 'n kerk, want to kan ek gaan? And she said, come with me, I'm going to Shofar in Stellenbosch. And that was in 2005. And I'll never forget that day. I'll never ever forget that day because I'd reached the point where I realized I can try and fix myself, but it's not working. I'm like the Israelites in the desert. I go around and around and around, except it was boyfriend to boyfriend to boyfriend to boyfriend. I used to wake up in places, I can't even remember who was next to me, what I did the previous night. That was me. I was thirsty. I was hungry. But I went to all the wrong fountains and all the wrong places to try and fill myself. But I'm so glad that Jesus was willing to meet the prostitute at the well and say, hey, come, I've got something with you that, for you that will quench your thirst. And that was me. I was that woman at the well. And he came to me and he said, Lindy Ann, I've got something better for you. And you don't have to do anything. Did you notice? He never told that woman, put down your bucket and then you follow me. No. He started loving on her. And out of her own choice, she said, it says she left her watering jug, ran into the village, and she told everyone what Jesus had done for her. He doesn't expect you to change your life and then come to him. He says he's the potter and you're the clay. Bring us the deegness I is. Just come as you are. The King is waiting to make something glorious out of you. And for some of you, it's going to be like a mosaic because you're already in 10,000 pieces. But he's the one that says he's able to work all things together for good. I don't know your past. I don't know your history. I don't know where you come from. I don't know how many times you've been married and divorced or how many times you've been abused or slapped around. I don't know what your history is, but I know the King of Kings. I know the author, the beginning and the finish of your faith. His name is Jesus. And he's faithful. He's so faithful. In 2010, I remember I was standing in a time of worship just like this. And Jesus appeared to me on a white horse. And it said, King of Kings and Lord of Lords on the side of the horse. And I thought, oh, waar's my paard? Gaan ek ook nou opspring op 'n paard? Where's my horse? But then Jesus said, come up here. And I jumped up on the back of the horse with him. And he took me up into the galaxies. And the two of us looked down at the earth. And he said, this is your inheritance. And I say, yeah, this, you know, I know the Bible says that somewhere. But he knew that I had no idea. And he turned around on that horse and he looked me in the eyes and he said, Lindy Ann. And he pointed to planet Earth and he said, this belongs to you. And I want to tell you, this is your inheritance. This is your time for God to restore the things that the enemy has stolen. Father God, I pray that tonight, may your kingdom come. May your will be done. Yeah, in Paul as it is in heaven. There's no wheelchairs in heaven. There's no depression. There's no arthritis. There's no broken people. There are no hearts that are torn and into pieces. I had tasted all of the world. I'd been there, I'd done that. But when I tasted Jesus, and I remember going to the DF Milan in Stellenbosch where Shofar used to be, and I said, God, I'm just so scared I'm going to be the own cool person here. And I walked into a hall full of thousands of people worshipping a king that was not dead and stiff and boring, but that was fully alive. And I remember I was wearing this tweed pink jacket with a fur collar. Real fur. I did not kill it, I promise. And I cried so much that the fur on the jacket actually curled up. People, strangers, were passing me tissues and Lisa Marie was sitting next to me. And when they said, and if you're too shy, come to the front. Tap your neighbor. And I tapped her. By that time I was snorting trana. Everybody knew I was eating heaven very quickly. And you know, I wasn't perfect at all, but I realized I just had to come like I was. And I still say that. I say, Lord, I know I'm not perfect, and I know I'm not your best choice, but I'm so willing. Use me, Lord. Here I am, send me. Because all the earth is waiting. Waiting for the true sons and daughters of God to arise and shine, and that's you. That's it's not the apostle or the priest or the evangelist. It's the saints. The saints of God. I was walking in Los Angeles one day. Listen, you're free to stay standing. You can roll around, sit down. You are just free. We're just going to continue on. So just do whatever you want to do. You are just... This is still my family. This is still a family of mine. And so this is also my house, you know? So just be free. Be at home. But I remember years ago, I was walking in the streets of Los Angeles in a place called Skid Row. And it's where all the crazy people are. Mentally ill people are on the streets. Drug addicts are on the street. And I was still quite a young Christian. And there was this lady and she had short blonde hair. And they said to us, go pray for the people on the street. And I thought, oh, you're right. I don't have any love for these people, you know. But I said, but just pour out the love into my heart that you have for these people. And he's so faithful to hear our prayer. Listen, if I was God, I would not pick me. But the only reason I shared some of the gory bits of my testimony is because I want you to know if God can use someone like me, can use someone like you. Nothing is impossible for God. He's just looking for people that says, I do. Because he's already standing here tonight with a wedding ring in his hand. His name is the Holy Spirit. And he says, will you put that ring on your finger? Because I've got an inheritance for you. That every single promise is yes and amen. Every single promise is yes and amen. And I remember seeing that blonde lady after I prayed that prayer, and I just walked up to her and I tapped her on the shoulder from behind and I said, excuse me. And she turned around and she was like, what are we here? She's completely demon possessed. She started speaking to me in a demon voice. And I remember just stepping back and I started praying in tongues because that's the only thing I knew how to do. And we had to leave then. And I climbed back into that van. And I started to weep. And I said, God, how can I have the King of the universe living inside of me and I have no idea how to let him out? You know what happened to that demon-possessed lady? She stayed demon-possessed. And I said, Lord, I cannot not walk like Jesus did. There's a broken world out there, and the King of the universe is living inside of us. What are we doing with him? I think he's standing on the inside. He's like, somebody let me out. Hallelujah. That somebody's you. Christ in you. In you, 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 in you. The hope of glory. We were not called to just come to church. We were called to be the church. I was just at Woolworths having coffee with a friend this week. And there's this little girl standing behind the counter. She's so short, she had to stand on a crate. And I just said, what's your name? Oh, Madam Olivia. I said, Olivia, het iemand nou al vandag vir jou gesê dat die Here is verskriklik lief vir jou? Hy het 'n amazing plan vir jou lewe. Madam. Ek sê, hy is so lief vir jou en hy sien jou. En alles wat met jou gebeur het, I want to tell you, God is not in control of everything. The enemy comes to steal, kill and destroy. He's come to give life and life in abundance. And she burst into tears right there. She ended up giving the till to someone else to manage. We're in the back room. She gives her life to Jesus. She's weeping as the presence of God comes on her. Right there in Woolworths. Willow Bridge, hello? God is on the move. Will you go? Will you go? Because wherever you go, he follows. He says, whoever believes, these signs and wonders will follow them. How are you doing in raising the dead, healing the sick, casting out demons? Because it's not the great suggestion, it's the great commission. Hallelujah. Kuba standing in front of me, 2007. We went to Zimbabwe together. Yakumina as well, on a shofar trip. My net was also there. And it's amazing to be back in a shofar church, because I served in this church for 7 years. 7 years. I was here. And something just started growing in me, and I said, okay, I want to go to the nations. So just to give you a quick, as I said, I grew up thinking God is dead, boring, or simply not for me. But lucky for me, even though I gave up on him, he didn't give up on me. Hallelujah. He's the stalker of all stalkers. And I'm so glad, because I was a runaway bride. But he was not intimidated by me, or the way that I ran away, or the way that I sought love in all the wrong places. I was just in Amsterdam. So I, pretty much those who don't know me, I'm an international healing evangelist, aka daughter of the king. I get to see things that I never even thought was possible. I never even used to believe that miracles happen. Now I see deaf ears opening. I see lame legs kicking. I see people getting out of wheelchairs. Because he's not dead. He's alive, and he's living in the inside. I was in Amsterdam, and I was walking through the streets there, and I went into the red light district. It was completely unplanned, and it's actually so amazing. So I don't know who knows Furious Love by Darren Wilson, the movie. Did you see that? I remember watching that movie, and they went into the red light district, and they spoke to a gentleman then that was ministering there. And when I watched that movie, that was probably, I don't know how many years ago now that it came out already, like 10 maybe. I remember saying, wow, if I ever go to Amsterdam, I'd love to connect with that ministry. But I completely forgot about it. And then now I just did a 3-month tour in Europe, France, Holland, Germany, Austria, Prague, Budapest, Romania, Holland. And it wasn't planned at all. And yeah, I pitch up and someone said to me, well, there's someone who can take you out on the streets, but he only has one night for you. And so I met this man, and off we go into the streets. And only after I came back from the trip, because we were on Facebook Live together a lot, people said to me, do you realize that's the guy that was on Furious Love? The very guy that I'd said years ago I'd love to go into the streets with him. God hears every prayer. If you're faithful with little, he makes you ruler over much. I used to run a New Age holistic fair in Cape Town. I pioneered a hospital ministry. I did treasure hunts into Groteskier Hospital. You name it, I did it. Pioneered the hospitality, was on the worship team. I did this, did that. You say, well, how are you doing what you're doing? I say, it's a journey. It's a yes every single day to the King. When he says, will you go pray for this lady with the blonde hair? Will you pray for this homeless person on the street? Will you give this lady behind the till a kiss from me in the spirit? But it's all about falling in love with him. Because when you're in love, you start acting a little bit different. And I'm so in love with him. Because I've met him. I've seen him. He's walked into my room with a ring in his hand and he said, Lindy Ann, will you marry me? You really want me? But I said yes. And I was in those streets at Amsterdam. And I don't know if you know what it's like there, but it's literally a glass pane window with a door, and behind it there's a girl. And behind her there's a brothel. You know, that is a little mini professional business. And right there, the girls are standing in their underwear. Anyone can watch. It's a freebie show. Their families going by with their children, laughing, trying to take pictures, but they'll come and slap you if you do. You're not allowed to take pictures there. Then you knock on the door and you negotiate a price, and then they open the door, they close the curtain if you go in, and then you go to the back room and there's nice sanitary, all kinds of professional stuff, and there's a bed. And that's a liberal nation. And I remember walking through the street. I looked at these girls. And something hit my heart so deep, because I was like, God, if you didn't rescue me, that could have been me. I've never been so grateful for my salvation as I am today. Because he's the one that's willing to put his hand into pits and dark holes that nobody else is willing to go. And I cried and wept for those girls. And I said, God, use me to touch these girls. That's exactly what he did. I would go up to these doors and God would give me words of knowledge for the ladies. We'd knock on the door and they knew I was not a client. And I'd say, and she'd say, sorry, but I wasn't trying to work and make money. I say, what about that pain behind your shoulder right here? And I just push my hand into the door and I say, be healed in Jesus' name. This Russian chick, she goes, what are you doing to me? What are you doing to me? I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. She said, I have to put the air conditioning on now. What you do to me? I'm so hot. I said, it's a fire of God. My friend Fritz says, do you want us to come in? We can pray for you some more. She come inside. I have to put air conditioning on now. What you do to me? She puts the air con on and she's closed the curtain. We are now her clients. The servants of God has become her business for the day. You know, Jesus didn't come for those who were saved and sitting in the church. He said he came for the lost and the broken. Now, I know there are lost and broken people sitting here tonight, but that's okay. Because I believe that every single person here is going to be touched tonight. And I hope you didn't plan on having an early night, because I didn't. God called me to revival then, and I'm here to bring revival. Because the King of the universe is living inside of me. And it's by grace that I can stand here and minister to you today. That girl got completely touched and healed. She was weeping in the back room as the fire of God came on her right next to her bed. She then went and she told all the prostitutes what had happened to her that day. She immediately went home. She said she couldn't keep on working. And the next day, the prostitutes were coming out of their brothel doors into the streets, asking people, where's that South African girl praying for people? That's what happened to the woman at the well. Because the next time Jesus came, everybody knew about him and everybody wanted a piece of him. And that was my prayer. We saw about 8 girls give their lives to Jesus, touched, radically healed, words of knowledge flowing. It was incredible. And all I said was, Lord, here I am, send me. Father, I pray that tonight, Lord, something will happen in the hearts of every single person here, that they will encounter your love. You are the Father that keeps on giving. For God so loved the world that he gave and he gave and he gave and he gave, and he's still giving. He's still giving, and tonight he's here to give you a gift. I don't know what it is, but you know what it is. He knows what it is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Us first. You are willing to come to our brothels. Lord, everyone has a different brothel here. Everybody was selling themselves to something different in this room, Lord, but we were all enemies of the cross before we got to know you. We're so thankful that you were willing to come for us when we weren't even thinking about you. That you loved us so much, that you pursued us with everything. And I know there's some people here. God is just telling me there's some people here, you're sitting with a lot of disappointment in your heart. Wondering, but why did he allow that to happen? It's not how it works. There are two kingdoms fighting against one another. And that's why he asks us to pray. Pray, let my will be done. Pray, let my kingdom come. Why? Because it's not being done, because it's not coming. When Jesus healed people, delivered people, he said, now the kingdom of heaven has come to you. So if people are not getting healed or they're not getting delivered, it means that the kingdom of heaven has not come. But I want to tell you that it's right here. It's at hand. Anyone who believes.